Family Village Tribe, the Evolution of Flight Centre. Written by Mandy Johnson and read by Mandy Johnson and Graham Turner. The stewardess checking in the London flight looked with disbelief at the two people in their late 50s standing in front of her. "I'm sorry, these tickets are discount tickets for students only," she said. "Oh yes, our son said you'd need to see these," replied the woman as she placed two newly minted student cards in front of her. The cards stated that Frank and Iris Turner were students at the University of Queensland. The stewardess issued the boarding passes without further ado. "Have a lovely trip," she said. "Oh, I'm sure we will," said the woman. "We're off to visit our son, Graham." Story told by Jude Turner, March 2002. This episode was by no means the first time that Graham Screw Turner would break the rules, nor the last. But in 1973, when he landed in London at the start of a working holiday, few people knew of this character trait. To his fellow backpackers, the blonde-haired Queenslander with the suntan brow and short, scruffy beard was simply a hard-drinking, indiscreet, swearing man's man, to use the word of Bill James, another Australian overseas at the time, and soon to become Screw's business partner. There were a few points that contradicted this first impression, however. His degree in veterinary science was one. Another was the fact that the 23-year-old was an eloquent debater on just about any topic. And after a long session on red wine, if the mood took him, he was likely to sprout poetry verbatim from the most obscure of texts, according to Bill James. After working for several months as a vet locum, Turner joined the annual migration of Australasians to Munich for the Oktoberfest. This two-week celebration was originally intended to honour the wedding of Crown Prince Ludwig to Princess Theresa of Saxony-Hildburghausen on 12 October 1810. But for the 5.5 million festival-goers of 1973, the real attractions were the consumption of vast quantities of beer and the stage-diving shenanigans that went with it. Screw and his vet friend Jeff Spy Lomas made a valiant attempt to outdrink the other patrons in the Hofbrauhaus. Jeff's nickname was another to originate from school days. His friends thought he looked like a secret agent when he wore a red rag hat and dark sunglasses. As the empty steins piled up, the two University of Queensland graduates reminisced about a poorly run Scandinavian camping trip they'd been on in June. The driver had got lost, the tour leader was totally disorganised, and the tents had been a real hassle to put up. The friends agreed that they could have run it better themselves. Screw now broached an idea that had been brewing in his mind. While on a call-out to a sick horse in the northern English county of Yorkshire, he had discovered an old World War II airfield jam-packed with double-decker buses. One, an ageing Bristol with an AVW engine, had been kitted out as a mobile home with bunk beds and a kitchen downstairs. It was for sale. The price? £650. Screw suggested that the two of them buy the bus and run their own tours. By taking paying passengers, they could cover their expenses and travel wherever they wanted to go. Spy was more cautious. His guarded poker player's face gave little away, but the idea certainly appealed to him. Still, it would take many more beers and several days of discussion before Turner and Lomas finally made the historic decision to start up Argus Persicus, a double-decker tour company named after a turkey tick. As they downed their steins in the beer hall, they had no idea that their concept would go on to become a billion-dollar business, spawning personal wealth and success beyond their wildest dreams. On their return from Munich, the new partners went to Yorkshire and bought the double-decker bus, which they christened Argus.